Can I use the glass?
I'm going to turn this on now.
Yes.
But today, Easter Sunday, these questions have been answered. And that time of uncertainty and darkness has ended. Because we hear the words, He is risen. He is truly risen. And today we too are witnesses of how the woman found out about the resurrection of Jesus. They saw the stone removed from the tomb. I don't know, but if I was the one who was going to write the gospel, I would change it a little bit. I would say that Jesus appeared with all the angels and archangels to those who betrayed him. And this will be a big, I told you so. But this is not the intention of Jesus. Instead, we find in today's gospel this group of women that go to the tomb of Jesus. They do not go out of faith to look for the risen Lord, but they go in expectation to look for Jesus who is dead, to anoint his body. There is a special reason why they go, not because of really faith, but because they were full of love. They were full of love for Jesus. That's why they went. During this Holy Week, we meditated on how Jesus loved so much until the end. On Holy Thursday, we contemplated Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. On Good Friday, Father Stephen took us through a meditation contemplating the love of Jesus by transporting us in front of Jesus' crucifixion. Yesterday, Father Vincent preached about the gift of Jesus' resurrection. All of the homilies we heard this sacred triduum have taken us to contemplate Jesus' love for humanity. But you and I know that at times, life is full of anxiety. As the women went to the tomb of Jesus, they were anxious about how they were going to anoint the body of the Lord in the tomb that was blocked. We are like the disciples of Jesus who had lost faith at times. Perhaps we are living a difficult marriage. Maybe we have doubts with God. Or maybe we have financial problems. Or we have stress at home or at work. Or maybe experiencing the recent death of a loved one. So loving God and loving others is trusting that God will take care of us. Because as soon as we go to the tomb, we will find that the stone was being rolled away. So today, let us allow the love and power of the resurrection to take away our anxieties, worries, those situations we cannot control and that paralyze us. The empty tomb helps us to realize that God does not condemn us for our mistakes or bad decisions in life. God never says, I told you so. For God, there is always hope and a new chance to begin again. That is the love of God, the love of Jesus. Today, Easter means not only the love of Jesus for us, but also it means the great news that we are able to love until the end like Jesus. But how can we love like Jesus? In the second reading from St. Paul to the Colossians, we read the answer. If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Easter is not just about faith. It is about love. That is why the woman went running to the disciples. That's why the disciples were running to the empty tomb. This love transforms our lives. Jesus raises up from our dead and gives us a new heart so we can love to the very end. This is why we are here today, because of faith and also because of love for the Lord. My friends, the stone was rolled back, not so Jesus could get out, but so we could get in and see and assure that the tomb of death will remain empty forever, because he is risen. Alleluia, alleluia.